Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The rollout of the governor's budget plan started with a little chuckle. Somebody mistakenly uploaded it to a public website yesterday, forcing Jerry Brown to call a press conference several days ahead of schedule. But the spending plan he officially unveiled is no laughing matter. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers says that budget estimates a deficit of $9.2 billion.
Jerry Brown always seems to be talking about what comes next. And on Thursday afternoon, he presented his budget as tough medicine that, if things work out as he sees them, will ultimately cure the patient.
We now have the possibility of eliminating, over the next several years, the deficits that have plagued California. But there's a big if. We've got to hold the line on spending and make the tough cuts or something equivalent to what I put in this budget. And it's going to be very difficult.
Brown's budget includes $4.2 billion in spending cuts. Some are to prisons, others in state reimbursements to local government, but most of the governor's cuts are to the disabled, children, and the poor.
A mother and kids are getting the same welfare check in real dollars that they got in the 80s. Same for the elderly, the blind, the disabled. Child care cuts, this is not nice stuff.
Those welfare cuts, almost $1 billion out of the CalWORKs program, are especially noteworthy. Brown seeks to align the state's program to federal guidelines, limiting assistance to 24 months for those who don't meet work requirements. That expectation may sound reasonable, but not to those who oversee welfare assistance.
24 months isn't long enough, and there just aren't enough jobs.
Frank Mecca is executive director of the state's County Welfare Directors Association. With California's overall jobless rate persistently high, Mecca says new penalties for CalWORKs recipients simply means more poverty.
This is what people pay the rent with. This is what people use to buy clothes for their kids. And the consequences of persistent deep poverty on children last their whole lifetime.
The CalWORKs cut would need to be enacted by the legislature by March 1st. But on that score, the Democratic governor's budget is already in trouble with his fellow Democrats.
Now the process shifts to the legislature, and we're not going to make early cuts, I can tell you that.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says before yet another round of deep cuts, he first wants to see how tax revenues do this spring, to see whether those kinds of cuts are even necessary.
The economy is improving. Between the legislative analysts telling us what the revenue numbers were in November and the Department of Finance in December, it was a $1.5 billion increase. That trend continues a little bit. We may wipe out the need to make the kind of cuts he's suggesting.
But that alone wouldn't be enough to balance the books, which is why Governor Brown's budget relies on more than $4 billion of new taxes. Higher income taxes on the wealthy, higher sales taxes on everyone. Brown's budget says if those taxes are defeated, there will be automatic deep cuts to education, most notably a K-12 school year shortened by 3 full weeks.
As Willie Sutton said, when asked why he robbed banks, he said that's where the money is. Education is a lot where the money is, and if you don't have money, it comes out of schools.
Governor Brown now finds himself in a bit of an awkward place on the issue of the economy. While he no doubt wants to remain upbeat, economic improvements may lead legislators and voters alike to conclude his tough mix of cuts and taxes aren't necessary. Brown said Thursday the state is boxed in when it comes to its budget choices. Chances are this year, so is he. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Myers has more on the budget and reaction to it. He's tweeting and blogging. Look for the link to Capital Notes at our website, californiareport.org. Myers calls one closely watched congressional race in Southern California the Battle of the Ermines. Congressmen Howard Berman and Brad Sherman, both liberal Democrats, are considered front runners in this year's race to represent a new, largely liberal Democratic district in the San Fernando Valley. Sherman and Berman's homes both ended up in the new 30th, drawn up by the Citizens Redistricting Commission. That set the stage for what could be one of the most expensive House races ever. Last night, the Ermines faced off for the first time in front of 300 people at a town hall in Woodland Hills. The investigation of arson suspect Harry Burkhart has spread beyond U.S. borders to Canada and Germany. Los Angeles police are now talking to law enforcement in Vancouver about a series of suspicious fires there. Burkhart has been charged with 37 felony counts related to the New Year's weekend arson spree, considered one of the worst in L.A.'s history. German prosecutors have confirmed the 24-year-old is under investigation for a fire 3 months ago there. Yesterday, L.A.'s mayor thanked two federal agents, one from the State Department, one from the U.S. Marshal Service, for helping track down Burkhart. Year-end crime statistics for 2011 are coming out in many California cities this week. As L.A. Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports, the news is mostly good and a little bit puzzling.
According to conventional wisdom and plenty of criminologists, crime is likely to surge in a weak economy. But right now, it's doing the opposite in some of California's major cities. Following a nationwide trend, total violent crime rates continued to drop last year in San Francisco, Fresno, and Los Angeles. L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck says crime is down in his city for the ninth consecutive year, and he credits it to a sea change in the way his department interacts with the community.
If people believe that you're fair and effective, you are much more likely to get people to obey the law. The way that people think about their neighborhoods, the way that people think about their involvement with the police department has changed, and that affects crime.
Richard Rosenfeld, a top criminologist at the University of Missouri, thinks the lowering rates may also have to do with a new trend in hotspot policing, something LA and San Francisco have both adopted.
The police are deployed in a preventive mode to areas in which crime is spiking and avert additional crimes, both through making arrests, but also through their mere presence.
That's not to say violent crime is down everywhere in California. The homicide toll was up in several big cities, including San Jose, Stockton, Vallejo, and Richmond. In Oakland, homicides topped 100, and the rate was over 26 per 100,000 residents. That's about four times higher than rates in San Francisco or L.A. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark.
And that's the California Report for Friday, January 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Howard Gelman. Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Rigoberto Hernandez and Rebecca Wolfson. Our producer is Victoria Malione. The editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn, with help from David Marks and Katrina Schwartz. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.